Hi, Paul Sackis. Good news. We're going to talk now about easing anxieties about the upcoming flu season while COVID-19 pandemic continues. We have an expert on here, Dr. Ravi Jhaveri. Hi, doctor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Associate Division Head of the Pediatric Infectious Diseases at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, Professor of Pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Thank God for people that donate and keep our hospitals in good location. And thank God for, and thank you for doctors like you that are working, especially under the conditions that we have going on right now, which is what we're going to talk about. So flu and COVID don't mix. What do you think?
Well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. What I can tell you is what we do know. So flu is a highly contagious respiratory illness. It comes to us every year during the winter season, and it really takes its toll, you know, on our society as a whole. Last year, 56 million Americans got sick with the flu, with many people requiring hospitalization and, unfortunately, many people dying from complications. And so... you know, that on top of what's going on with COVID-19, the combination can really overwhelm our doctor's offices, our emergency departments, and our hospitals. And so we need to do what we can to try to reduce those risks.
All right. Well, let's talk about vaccinations, I guess, at this point. And thank AstraZeneca, who's behind this, our interview right now, and a great company, a company that the end of many of their advertising says that if you can't afford it, speak to us, and a great socially minded corporation. So thank you for that, and great cancer therapies, a lot of good stuff. And so here's another example of a good corporate citizen. So what actually is the flu shot?
Yeah, so the flu vaccine, there are different types of flu vaccine. There's injectable as well as needle-free. But the idea is that either certain particles or proteins from the virus itself or a very, very weakened virus is able to boost your immune system to protect you. And so the CDC recommends that everyone 6 months of age and older get the flu vaccine every year. So every American, every person should get vaccinated.
So let me ask you, you said there's two types, ingestible. Did I hear that word right, that you don't have to get, I mean, I even said the word shot. you don't have to get a needle? Is that right?
Yeah, there is an option where you don't have to get a needle. That's right.
So what is that? How come no one knows about that? Or maybe
well, it's actually, it's been around for many years. So again, I'm in pediatrics, and so we've used it for many years for children. It's a spray that's put in the nose, and so and obviously kids don't enjoy needles, and so many of them really appreciated that. It's now included again by the CDC as an equal option. So for some people can get the injectable as well as the needle-free.
And then the immunization or the vaccination, whatever they've decided to use as the flu vaccine, it's the same in the ingestible one as well as in the shot?
Yeah, so these are equal options that should protect you against the strains of flu that may be circulating. Yep.
Okay, so now the more common one, though, is I guess, the shot, and you see signs on a lot of pharmacies and, you know, come in here and get the flu shot and for free. Is that right? In many cases, it's for free. Is that free because the government's picking it up or the insurance companies are picking up? Well, how does that work? Do you know?
I mean, it may vary depending on what type of insurance you have or the like. So I think, you know, there are many options for getting it. So I would just say that depending on what your situation is, there's going to be a way for you to get vaccines. So whether it's at your doctor's office, whether it's at pharmacy, whether it's at an urgent care or a public health clinic, regardless of your situation, there's going to be a way for you to be able to find a vaccine that's right for you.
Now, right for me or right for others, so as people said, I already have my vaccine. So, but they said, you know, I'm a senior and They said there's a different vaccine for seniors. Is that correct?
So we have a few different versions, and so there are some special ones for older patients that are made a little bit differently, with a little bit sort of stronger composition to allow for a better immune response. And so, again, I would encourage everyone to speak to their doctor to help them decide which version of the vaccine is right for them. I think that's most important. Have that conversation so you can make the best decision for yourself.
Okay, so then just asking that a little bit further. So there are a couple different types of that vaccine, you're saying.
Yes.
Worthy of a conversation.
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting. How many types, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, numerous, really?
There's several. Yeah, the last 20 years, we now have many options. So again, I think I would encourage everyone, talk to your doctor, talk to your medical provider, make the best decision for you.
Uh-huh. You know, there's these thoughts about that. If you have a cold, don't go get the flu shot. Is that true or false?
That's false. You can get with a minor illness like that, you can still get your vaccine. You will still respond.
How about after you get a flu shot, should you take a couple weeks in the Bahamas?
Not because of the vaccine, if you're able to take a vacation because you can take a vacation, that's great. But, that's what I would say. There's no other need to take special precautions after that.
I'm going to tell my employees, you said it. All right. And it's paid, of course. It's a paid vacation, right? Tell me, why did you become a doctor and especially focus on pediatrics?
Well, I've always been interested in science, and I've always been interested in helping people. And so I think that's what helped me get into medicine. And then why did I choose pediatrics? I think kids are amazingly resilient, and I really appreciate their spirit and their ability to heal. And so it's so rewarding to be involved in caring for kids. So,
Well, you sound like that the kind of a doctor that would be a parent would be happy to take their child to. So that's congratulations there. Are there any websites that we should send people to?
Yeah. So I think there's a great resource out there, prepareforflu.com. It's got a lot of great information about the vaccine itself, about where you might be able to find vaccines. So I'd really encourage people to check out the website.
Okay, and that's prepare for the letter F-O-R, flu.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, doctor, thank you very much. I know you're talking to a lot of people. Serious reality here. Everybody get a flu shot. So I'll do our best to stay safe and conscientious of those neighbors around us. Thanks so much, doctor.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.